Blog Talk Radio.
On What Stupid Is On The Air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Met Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, the always drug-free and clear-headed J-Man.
Hola, and welcome, all our friends and listeners all over the world. He's Matt Man, the Jesus hater, and I'm the insensitive jerk.
And we welcome you.
Yeah. That's what I started working on. Well, anybody who reads the blog at iwsradio.blogspot.com will know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
and if
will.
You're not reading the blog, then, you know, what the hell else are you doing with your life? Come on, let's go.
You should read it, because if you don't, it's a sin.
Yeah, exactly. But I started working on that insensitive jerk thing yesterday, Matt.
Did you?
Oh, I did. I was at Walmart.
Yeah.
A little old lady couldn't reach a six-pack of Ensure on the top shelf and asked me to help, and I did. I didn't point out that there was another six-pack on the shelf right below the one she wanted that she could have reached, and I also didn't hand it to her and say, always good to keep regular at your age, huh?
You are making progress.
Yeah, I thought so.
That's kind of funny that happened to you. I had to pick out a 24-ounce beer for an old lady last night at the beer mine.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, she came through and she said, "You're going to think I'm silly. You know, you should never start a sentence with that."
But no, I said, already thinks you're silly.
Yes. I said, "No, go ahead." She said, "I've got a kidney stone, and people have told me if you drink a beer, it'll help you pass it. But I don't drink, so I had to pick out a beer for her. A gentle beer. A light beer."
Go with the standard American light beer then.
I picked out a 24-ounce Busch Light.
There you go.
Now, see, if I had been cruel, I would have given her a 24-ounce Steel Reserve. But no. Because if I had done that, the kidney stone would have been the least of her problems.
Yeah, well, usually I just down a little bit of Wild Irish Rose, man.
When I need to pass a stone. You never pass it with rose, though. It just rubs it completely out.
That's right. It dissolves it. No, I'm impressed that you went ahead and just sold her a 24-ounce thing of beer instead of saying, you know, a little cranberry juice is actually better for that.
No. Plus, we don't carry that, oddly enough.
Of course not. They had to send her down to Walgreens.
That's right. Which, by the way, Walgreens is sponsoring our hotline today. They are sponsoring the I'm With Stupid hotline. Walgreens. at 661-244-9852. I have no idea where that came from.
Walgreens is not the most creative company. They didn't come. There's no catchphrase for them.
There's not.
Do you have a catchphrase? Walgreens.
That's right.
We just shout the name louder. Yeah.
And speaking of shouting out, I'd like to give a shout out to Average Chick, Cradle Robber Dana Lou, and a couple other guests who are in the chat room now. Thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
Glad to have you there.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to see Dana could avoid the mythical accounting meeting again.
Exactly.
And hopefully they've got the show just blasting away so everybody is listening at their place of employment.
Yes.
That'd be the way to do it.
Would be. Yes.
Actually, the better way to do it would be to have everybody at your place of employment playing the show on their computer, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then play it again this afternoon and then tomorrow and the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then play Sunday's show a few times because it's very close to getting on the first page.
Yes, it is. I noticed that.
Yeah. And, of course, on Sunday we had we rocked the Cradle of Love. Fascinating show. We had Dana and her boyfriend, who is 20 years her junior.
He really defines the term boy. Friend.
Not man friend or guy friend. But.
No.
So, all right. How's everything going in Bagwine today, Matt?
Everything's great, Jay. It's a beautiful day. I have a spring in my step and a song in my heart.
Well, I kind of have the runs this morning, but.
I thought that information was just for me prior to the show starting.
Just keeping it real. Had a big incident yesterday on Twitter.
I was going to bring that up, and you jumped right in there, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. We had a scary moment. As you know, as most people know, I check to see who unfollows me every couple of hours, days. And I looked yesterday morning because I had been unfollowed by a number of people. I was down below 610 followers.
Ooh.
And I know. And I looked, and one of the people that unfollowed me was the official DiGiorno Pizza Twitter feed.
Well, that's just wrong.
Oh, it's an outrage. And so I called them out on Twitter. Yeah, I told everybody that the DiGiorno Pizza had unfollowed me. I was going to have to switch to Tony's. And then I reminded DiGiorno that you unfollow a world-famous internet radio star at your own risk, people. And 10 minutes later, they refollowed me and begged forgiveness.
And they did. And they said immediately, "We have righted the ship."
Exactly.
They sent me a
direct message apologizing for unfollowing me by mistake. They did not send me a coupon for a free pizza, though. So
no, that's bad.
So we're not 100% good. We're just
no. We're okay.
Yeah, we're all right.
It's kind of like an uneasy détente.
Exactly.
I had written that down, that sometime during the show today I wanted to work in the word détente.
Uh-huh. Hey, Dana Lou says that Dr. Phil did a May December thing on Monday, a 15-year-old boy and a 37-year-old woman.
Well, I'm not a numbers guy, but that's 22 years, I believe. So,
yeah. And I'm not up on age of consent laws around the country, but 15 seems a bit young.
Well, you don't have any down where you live, do you?
In my heart, no, there are none. I'm kidding. On that same subject, Alec Baldwin is marrying his 28-year-old girlfriend.
Really?
Alec is, I think, 54, and he's marrying his 28-year-old girlfriend, who, by the way, is a yoga instructor.
That implies flexibility right there.
Yeah, you know, Alec Baldwin may be one of the biggest a-holes in the world, but his life does not suck.
The only thing is, after they get married, is he going to get mad sometime and leave a message on her phone telling her what a bad girl she is?
And what a pig. I hope so. I hope so. Because they'll play it on The View 15 times, and they'll
exactly.
just sit there and just be all disgusted with him, and then 2 weeks later they'll have him on as a guest again.
Yeah, he can always go to rehab, and then it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Dana is running down the entire show from Dr. Phil's show for us in the chat room. Apparently, the woman went to prison for 2 years. Now they're married and have two kids. And wonderful.
I'm glad she did mention Dr. Phil, because Sunday I meant to do my Dr. Phil, and I forgot to. I wanted to say, I am stupefied. And I never got to get that out.
That's unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
If we were a premium show, we could edit it. We could edit that in somewhere for you.
But we wouldn't anyway.
Well, no. We're not the type to do things like that.
No, we're raw. We're raw.
All right. And speaking of raw, Mitt Romney. Pulled off the trifecta yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Although Wisconsin was actually closer than they said it was going to be.
Yeah, it was only like 4 points, wasn't it?
Yeah, and he underperformed in Wisconsin by quite a bit, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
But he made up for it by winning big in Maryland and Washington, D.C. And, of course, he would win huge in D.C. because the only white people in D.C. are rich white Republicans. So.
Yeah, that's correct.
And we know how well he does in the above 200,000 a year crowd.
He gets 110% from them.
But
Santorum's still in, and he's still scrappy.
He's not giving up.
No.
Says he's... Yeah, he guarantees he's going to win Pennsylvania.
Well, I've got something to say about that a little later.
But I didn't watch any of the speeches last night. It's getting old now. It's pretty much over. Robin,
well, that's
it
what
right
I thought. And plus, you and I haven't listened to the speeches because you and I both seem to have a perplexing problem that lately we're in a good mood and we don't know why.
I know it. It's crazy. it's almost a little disconcerting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
I
don't do good work. I don't do good work when I'm in a good mood.
There's no bite to it. There's no
exactly.
edge.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I don't do happy, fluffy, happy, happy, joy, joy. I don't do that well.
No, I don't either.
In fact, I rarely do it at all. But I woke up this morning. I woke up early, wide awake, which is weird because I had trouble getting to sleep last night, which is not weird.
Could have been the runs.
All the time. Yeah, it could have been the runs, but, you know, despite the runs, I woke up wide awake and feeling great, and this feeling of euphoria.
That's hot.
I assume that one has this feeling of euphoria the day before he drops dead or something.
Probably.
Probably. or some big natural disaster rolls through.
Bam!
Or something.
Well, speaking of your runs and all that, we now have Dr. Mike Sevilla in the room, right on
cue. Yeah, exactly. Maybe he could diagnose us via the internet.
Uh-huh.
Doc, we both have the runs, yet we are in great moods. Is that weird?
Yep. And if you'd like to comment on our runny good moods, you can call in on the Walgreen hotline at 661-244-9852.
All right. Yeah, and so, Matt, what do you want to do? Do you want to do my problems with social media, or do you want to do your problems with Christians next? Or do you want to cough?
I'd like to hear about that, because I don't even know about it.
Oh, so, okay. Well, first of all, StumbleUpon has really been messing with us lately.
Hey,
Doc says he's got nothing. Doc says he's got nothing. Well, man, what kind of doctor are you?
Exactly.
You know, one of those doctors on ER back in the day would have diagnosed us in just a few minutes.
Well, and I was going to say, he does have something, because unlike in real life, he got back with us in a timely fashion.
Well, that's true. Normally, we would have had to, you know, wait 2 hours or so just to see him or hear from him.
That's right. You're going to have to become a premium member so you can wait to get his answer.
So anyway, my StumbleUpon, as most people know, you know, as you should and everyone should do, we stumble all our blog posts and our shows, and I try to stumble other people's blog posts and shows and other stuff. Try to help them out, because I'm a helpful kind of guy. But when you stumble, you can, you know, add labels to it and a little description. The last couple of days, our blog post, whatever the blog post was for Monday, I think.
What was that?
And then Sunday's show, the Rocking the Cradle of Love show, both got listed on StumbleUpon under pornography.
Well, okay. Maybe I can see that. If you go to www.iwsradio.blogspot.com, Monday's post, it does contain a somewhat
offensive image. It does. But I have been able to fix this by going in. There's a way you could go in and you can, you know, because it says, is there something wrong with this? You click on it, it'll say, is this, you know, labeled incorrectly? And you can change the label. But once you know, you're a couple of days after it's been posted, it's been ruined because people have already, you know, moved past it. So I assume if you put the word sex anywhere in there, or the words Jesus fucking Christ, you get labeled as pornography. I don't really know. I'm a little outraged by that. I didn't know we had to be so careful over there.
Now
Dana's outraged. Dana is incensed in the chat room. Says it's not pornographic in any way! !
That's right.
And correct. She's absolutely right. She's 100% right about that. Dana's not right about much, but she is absolutely right about this one.
The only thing is, as I look into the chat room, Jay, what Dana actually said was, I was not pornographic anyway.
Actually, now I have to take back her being absolutely
exactly.
Right. Anyway, my other social media complaint is Reddit. Again, I know I complain about Reddit all the time. But I posted the show on Reddit on Monday morning. And within 10 minutes of posting the show, somebody had already downvoted us.
What? Why?
There is,
did they leave a comment?
No. Apparently, I have made an enemy, or more likely, Matt has made an enemy on Reddit.
You know, why
and
that?
I don't know. I don't know really why. But and apparently, they just sit there and they wait. And they wait. And as soon as anything I'm with stupid related gets posted, boom, downvote.
Well, that's hurtful.
It is. It is. And they're doing it anonymously.
Yeah.
You know, like the cowards they are.
Exactly. And they probably claim to be a Christian of some sort as well.
Probably so.
There's a whole nother basket of snakes.
Well, and you have a little bit of a blog post about that today.
I do, and it appears today on iwsradio.blogspot.com. Yeah, I was called out the other day. I believe it was Monday. On Facebook, I just made a funny little comment on my Facebook page, as I've made in the past and written about it extensively, as how I would someday like to have a sex change and become a lesbian porn star. While all the there was like 40 comments, 39 of them were kind of comical, and yet there was one, in all seriousness, that said, "You need to give your life over to Christ."
Well, yeah. Which, in fairness, that's probably her comment on everything that everybody says on Facebook.
Well, I went to her Facebook page, and yes, she does have a lot of Jesus Christ stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
She's like the Christian soldier who puts a yellow ribbon on the back of her car and claims she is doing good works.
It's important for people to know what a good Christian she is, and how are they going to know if she doesn't tell them?
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you know she just wants you to be as good a Christian as she is.
Exactly, or
because she wants you to get the same rewards in heaven that she's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks.
I'm thinking maybe she just doesn't have any friends.
And
her only friend is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And he's the only friend you need.
Well, that's true. And he's all right by me.
Yeah. But I tell you what, if she doesn't have any friends, then you should feel bad about yourself.
Why is that?
Well, because, I mean, it's not the Christian thing to do would be to befriend her rather than call her out on a blog, right?
I never mentioned her name. And I'll tell you what, since she is a Facebook friend of mine, I even shared the link on her Facebook page. So,
well, see, now sharing is something that's important to do.
Exactly. You
want to
share.
Yeah. Well, she was sharing, and now you are sharing.
I am sharing right back. We are share and share alike.
And speaking of Jesus, the clock is running out on Lent.
Thank God. Oh, my goodness.
How's the no bread thing going, Matt?
It sucks. And then the funny thing, you know, we make fun of passive-aggressive behavior a lot. This past Saturday, old Ms. Schmoop brought home a package of these Schwabel's tiny hoagie buns. And last night, she proceeded to eat a ham and cheese sandwich on a hoagie bun. Baked lovingly in the oven for probably longer than it took, just so the smell could waft through the back line digs, and then proceeded to eat it in front of me.
Did she have one of those little handheld fans that you hold the warm sandwich up and boom?
No, but she kept saying it was hot, so she had to wave her hand across it. Oh, this is so hot, so hot.
Smoop has the hottest buns in town.
Yes, she does, and the best tuna.
Which go together nicely.
Yes, they do.
So, are you still planning on going full on fast beginning tomorrow through Easter Sunday?
No.
Or,
but here's
not
what
gonna
I
do
am
that
going.
Part.
Rhino is on spring break this week. So we always go out to breakfast at least one day. So we're going to go to Frisch's Big Boy, who also sponsors the phone lines at 661-244-9852. So I will be fasting nothing but liquids from noon Friday until Easter morning.
Oh, okay.
So yes, I am still going to fast, just not 3 days.
And then on Easter, you are going to destroy a frozen pizza, a Subway sandwich.
Oh, Jay, we're going big time.
A cheeseburger.
I have a $10 gift card to Pizza Hut.
There you go.
So I can get a real pizza.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what else is a real pizza?
What?
DiGiorno pizza. That's pretty
awesome. Yes, they are. But until they give you a free one, DiGiorno shall never pass my lips.
He's not kidding either, DiGiorno. I mean, the man can hold out.
That's right. Ask Phil from Time Warner, baby. You're going down. So yeah, I'm having both Subway and Pizza Hut on Sunday.
Excellent. All right.
In fact, we'll be doing an Easter show Sunday, won't we?
That's the idea.
And so it'll be hard to understand me during the show.
Matt will be.
It'll be like we're doing the show at Saturday at 11 o'clock again.
Hi-yo! All right. So Matt came under attack by the Jesus' army this week.
Yes, I did. But that's okay.
They'll get you from time to time.
They can't penetrate my shield. Jesus loves me. This I know.
Correct. And I came under attack by the delusional sports fan.
Oh my God!
Yesterday,
that's right.
The good old internet delusional sports fan. Arkansas football coach Bobby Petrino was injured in a motorcycle accident Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Broke about 4 ribs, cracked vertebrae, scratches and bumps, and he's got some on the nose and the right side of his face. He's got burn marks when he hit the ground. Was not wearing a helmet. Lucky to be alive.
Yep.
Lucky he didn't get knocked stupid. And I criticized him on an Arkansas message board on this for not wearing the helmet.
Exactly.
To which, and I was then told that I am not a real Arkansas Razorback fan for criticizing him like that.
Huh.
That you now have to just say, hey, if my coach wants to be a dumbass, then I support him 100%.
I would think you're more of a fan by saying that you don't want your coach of your school to be injured in a motorcycle.
I would think so. I'm fine with him. If he wants to ride a motorcycle. I don't care. But not wearing the helmet.
There you go.
Because he can't exactly call plays. If he's sitting in a wheelchair, drooling like Dick Clark.
Oh, God. Happy New Year.
47X split left polar on. I don't think he can call that play like that.
And
now maybe he could get the Stephen Hawking, you know, computer voice maybe. 47 block 4 split right.
Oh my god.
He could try that.
And then the team would be all confused too after they score a touchdown and they're going for the extra point and there's Petrina holding up three fingers. Go for three,
exactly.
Go for three.
And you know what? We don't need that because we already had that at Arkansas when Danny Ford was the coach.
Hi-oh!
I was kind of about him.
It was kind of an inside joke with Arkansas fans there. Danny Ford, his last season at Arkansas, first game of the season, we're playing SMU, and Arkansas scored a touchdown, and Danny Ford didn't realize it. And Arkansas just lined up and went for two, and he thought we were just running the third down play.
Is he related to Bob Davey?
He might be. He's from the same school of coaching.
God. Now, shout out to Bob Davey. He's got a new job.
Oh, yeah. Coach at New Mexico. What a desperate, desperate move that was. New Mexico.
Yeah, well.
Part.
Still having a little trouble breathing, Jay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just noticed my nose just started running big time. So, got the snot flowing too.
Your whole body's running now, isn't it?
It is. Everything is running out of my body, but yet I'm happy and in a good mood.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I know what else would put you in a good mood.
I bet I know too.
What do you think I'm thinking?
Molotov mocktails.
I don't know why that amuses me so much.
But we've done this show long enough, I knew exactly what you were thinking.
Right yeah, there. I know.
It's a little scary.
A little creepy.
But yep, the old Molotov mocktails, the radio segment that is taking over the world.
That's right.
Internet sensation.
So would you like to cast the first fire bottle?
I am. I will. You know, politicians, one of the things they always do is we see them eating a lot. They go to a lot of diners and places like that, and Mitt Romney, who, you know, has been known to say odd things, will be in New York, and he will be eating a New York-style pizza with a knife and a fork, along with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And he'll be talking about eating, you know, local cuisine everywhere he's been. And then he'll say, you know, I got crabs in Maryland a couple of weeks ago. You probably don't. If you don't have the sense of humor of a 12-year-old boy, you might not have found that funny. But obviously, Matt and I do.
Oh my god!
If we ever end this show, we're coming back with a new one. You know, titled "Juvenile Humor."
That's not bad. We could always do another episode of the joke show.
We could.
Oh my god. Well, speaking of the GOP, Rick Santorum, you see he's becoming a little edgy. Looks like he may fall over at
at some point. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. Wednesday, April 25th, Jay, the day after Rick Santorum loses his home state in the Pennsylvania primary, wearing a rainbow wig and carrying a John 3:16 sign, Santorum will set himself on fire while standing on the pitcher's mound at PNC Park in between the games of a doubleheader between the Braves and the Cardinals.
Hi-oh!
And the funny thing
and why
is,
the Braves and Cardinals would be playing in Pittsburgh, I don't know. But
oh, my God, that's right. I just got that. It was slider coming. It was slider bomb shot coming.
That was slider. Slider gave you that joke, didn't he?
Oh, my God. The funny thing, though, Jay, now this is really the punchline. Even though Santorum is dead due to his self-conflagration, Mitt Romney will still launch a series of new negative ads on Santorum just because.
Just for the hell of it.
That's right.
And Keith Olbermann in the news again. And when Keith Olbermann is in the news, it's bad news. He was fired once again.
Time
from Current TV. I know, it breaks my heart too. He was fired from Current TV. And a lot of people are not sure where he'll go next. I already know, though.
Really?
On the Monday after Memorial Day, Carlos Slim will announce that Olbermann has been fired from Slim's new network, the Aura Network, that hasn't even begun broadcasting yet.
All right.
Hi-oh!
Because Olbermann, trying to be a little more creative about getting fired, he'll get fired before the show even starts this time.
That's big. Newt Gingrich, Jay. After he looks at his sinking numbers that keep growing smaller and smaller in Alpharetta, Georgia, he will challenge the window washer at the Shoney's restaurant to a series of 18 three-hour debates. And he will also add, when you do the debate with me, shoes and shirts are appreciated.
But you don't have to shower because it won't be showered either. Well, did you see Ann Romney's comment yesterday or the day before?
I don't know that I did.
Well, she was talking about how she didn't understand why people think that Mitt is so stiff and awkward. And she said that what they're going to have to do is simply unzip him and let the real Mitt Romney out. In
oh
fact, Ann deserves...
Hi-oh!
For that line. I hate it when they beat us to a mocktail like that. But,
well, I was going to say, Sarah Palin beat me to a mocktail yesterday by appearing on the mainstream media.
I know. But Mitt loves that line so much that he's going to use it in his book title that he writes in the book he's going to write after the campaign. It's going to be titled Mitt Unzipped, Rising to the Challenge.
Jesus.
And neither of them will know what anybody's laughing about because
they're hi-yo!
Oh, God. Past his prologue because, evidently, airplane summed it up right. They must have been Republicans. Win one for the zipper.
All right.
There we go.
Those were pretty clever.
Yeah. And the Braves Cardinals thing, I meant to do that. I really did.
Right. I have no doubt.
I love those Pittsburgh Cardinals.
Uh-huh. Quality organization right there.
Yes, it is.
Speaking of Major League Baseball.
If we must.
Even though they've already played two games. Tonight's Cardinals-Marlins game is being called by Major League Baseball as opening night.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow there will be games in the afternoon, and Major League Baseball is calling that opening day.
Whew. Those guys are clever.
That's exactly what I was thinking. They got a marketing department unequaled.
Exactly. I bet it took 40 people to come up with that.
It's probably just Commissioner Dumbass. Fred Seelig probably just came up with it on his own. Let's call the night game opening night and the day game opening day. And everybody went,
yeah,
that's great.
Brilliant.
Let's go have some beers.
Yeah, it's sad. I really do love baseball, the sport. I just don't even watch it anymore.
I don't know. The only time I watch it is, there's, absolutely nothing else.
Exactly.
And then I just have it in the background while I'm, being clever on social media sites.
Exactly.
Which kind of makes it more like a radio game. And it's more fun on the radio because it brings back memories of my childhood.
Yep, and when that's how I typically, I was going to say watch a game, but no, I typically listen, if I listen to the Reds, I listen to it on the radio, I don't watch it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was the good old days, the golden era. When I was a kid, and I could listen to Jack Buck do the games on KMOX, or whatever that station was.
Mm-hmm.
The Radio Ranch.
Well, I still listen. Marty Brenneman's still around. Been there since 1974 on WLW. Listen to Marty Brenneman. Used to listen to Joe Nuxall, who's passed away. So now we got the cowboy, Jeff Brantley.
Mm-hmm. And something may be happening here. Oh, you know what? We haven't mentioned the shout-out to University of Kentucky.
Oh, my God, that's right.
And the Wildcat fans on their championship.
That's right.
It was a tremendous – well, it was a little – they were wobbly there. They got a little wobbly there late.
Yeah,
but they hung on.
They hung on.
But that's going to happen when you have all those freshmen out there every single year.
That's right.
Yeah. Although I have to admit, I don't care about the one and done rule. The only other than to say that I don't know why they require the one.
Exactly. But
it's the NBA's rule. It's a stupid rule. There's there's lots of different creative things they could have done. Rather than the one and done, but they didn't. It's not Calipari's fault. I used to hate Calipari. I actually like him now.
I still hate him.
No, I actually kind of like him. I guess I didn't really quite get Calipari. I kind of do now. I kind of see where he's coming from now. And I wish him all the best next season with the New York Knicks.
Hi-oh!
But anyway, and all that crap about, oh, well, Bill Self, you know, he doesn't have any of those one-and-done players. Only because he lost the recruiting battles for him.
Exactly. And plus, all how right. can you like a guy named Bill Self? That's
exactly.
a stupid name.
Exactly. One second. Bye, everybody.
All right, bye.